KSD Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, once again, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University, coming to you on Thursday, December 4th, 2025, this edition of the podcast here, folks, football edition of this podcast, folks. We cover all things Kansas State sports on this particular podcast, this other, quote-unquote, K-State podcast. You're listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is to your favorite podcast over there. Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. I'm probably going to hop over there tomorrow to probably talk about the current, well, what's been going on currently. I can go back a little bit, but currently what's going on at K-State. I might hop over there, and then we're going to revitalize that channel as soon as I get the all go over there. So there's going to be episodes be uploaded, but they'll be coming out soon at some point. But anyways, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-D Podcast Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D Podcast Podcast, with more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. I'm going to also probably have Alex on Mondays. I think I'm going to try to start shoot for, at least try to get this thing back over there, back on the railroad tracks. No, seriously, literally. So I think that's probably going to be better for all of us there, over there as well. I know y'all anxious to hear what Alex's thoughts on the season. And, of course, we're going to know by then, at least by Monday, this upcoming Monday, K-State football's destination for the bowl game and, of course, the opponent. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. We really appreciate the support here down the stretch here. We've gained a lot. So, again, thank you so much. This everyday K-State podcast. Well, staying with football, obviously. And, wow, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And obviously, we're going to have more on this, obviously, in the upcoming weeks, obviously, as K-State football is done. We just got to see, well, mostly over the most part. But now, I kind of hinted at this on one of the recordings of the podcast that I was either yesterday or the day before, that 6-6, right? And then we'll get to, obviously, the news, what happened momentarily. But You lose that bowl game. I know college, you know, you get once in a lifetime opportunity, or in this case, in the Treasure Board area, multiple opportunities. But you get potentially one chance, right, to make it happen, right? And I know whether it's Kansas State, BYU, Texas Tech, KU, Missouri, whatever that is, you want to maximize your college experience, right? And every senior or underclassman, whatever, wants to go to a bowl game. Now, again, talking about 6-7. If K-State loses a bowl game, the football team was under 500 all season long. Great, given the fact. So you take that opportunity, you accept it, and you lose this bowl game, 6-7. Now, on the flip side of that, the news coming out yesterday, holy smokes. I had to triple check this, maybe quadruple check this. I know this was like a April Fool's Day joke or whatever, but I think it was not just a little bit after 9 o'clock a.m. in the morning yesterday, got a notification saying, all right, you know, Chris Kleiman going to step down. I'm like, hold on, what? So, I mean, yeah, we've harped on them all year long, but what's going on? So, all right, and I had to make sure, given one of our, well, everybody's number one source, well, top source for K-State sports, that's D.Y., Derek Young. I looked on his Twitter feed, or X for y'all generationals out there. And yeah, he tweeted and said, like, this is the, he said it, confirm, Chris Kleiman going to step down as head coach's football team. What is going on here? And this is going back to the first half of the season, Colin Klein, all that other stuff. And look, and I'm gonna let this thing play itself out, but Colin Klein is at least on this particular podcast, on the top of the list to replace Chris Klieman. Now, I'm not breaking no news, so I'm letting everybody else do their thing first before we step on here, because you know anything can change in a flip of a dime. So, and Colin Klein, he's in the postseason right now with Texas A&M. And he's already said, from what I read, multiple reports saying he is going to stay, unlike somebody else, Lane Kiffin. Colin Klein's going to stay with, and I got a whole podcast on that coming up on my other podcast. Oh, don't you worry about that. Colin Klein will stay with Texas A&M throughout the postseason. Cause for a playoff. They lost to their rival, Texas, during the Thanksgiving holiday last week. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Fresh breaking news. Podcast, Chris Klieman. We didn't know. We wanted to know. Was it true or not? Now, day and age of social media, wanted to jump out too fast. And that's the problem. Excuse me. And that's the problem with social media. If that wasn't the plan, why are you gonna say something anyway? Hold it. It could have been nice in a perfect world, quote unquote, to hold that news until after the bowl game was over to even say that. But to say leak it out, who was it? Manhattan Mercury said it. Mm-mm-mm. So shame on them. Right, I'm bringing that. You could have just waited. And at the same time, this comes out when National Signing Day arrives in your own campus. This is too many avenues going on right there. So, when you have social media in your hands, and whatnot, you want to be that person or that company that breaks the news first. So yeah, I read that from multiple people. Manhattan Mercury got the scoop first. They couldn't hold it. Y'all could not hold it until the bowl game. Now, I guess they were wanting to hold it to after the weekend. And I think it actually involved we're not confirming it, but Colin Klein, obviously, in the catbird seat to replace Chris Klieman. Now, again, Colin Klein, let's not forget now. Let's rewind that time machine back. When I was a student at K-State, when I first landed on my 2 feet on the K-State campus, Colin Klein was the backup quarterback of this football team. We're taking the way back machine. And then he progressed, obviously, and then obviously became the quarterback, Heisman finalist, led us to the Big 12 conference championship there, and then led us to a BCS bowl game. Heisman finalist, and then he worked himself up to an assistant, and then an offensive OC for Chris Klieman, and then got scooped up by A&M, Texas A&M, and now he could be on his way back to Manhattan, Kansas as well. So, yeah, it's just too many avenues. Again, same thing. And we were going to question the staff anyway. and we're going to let the chips fall because this was apparently from Fitz and several others. This was supposed to go down on over the weekend. I would have probably saved it till after the bowl game or even that. But now we have social media in our this might be a topic of discussion over on EG3 podcast too now. That we have all the social media in our hands and we want to break the news story first and all that. So probably the timing was not the best there even though it was signing day yesterday for K-State and of course across the country, kids now, if they're not from Colin Klein or whatever that is, they can still hop on out off the ship, go somewhere else. Now, I did not know this. Penn State doesn't even have a coach. Ooh, oh my goodness. Yeah, and I think the James Franklin firing was the first domino to fall in the 2025 college football campaign. So, goodness gracious. But, they still don't have a coach yet? Damn! So, that sucks for them. And they have more resources than we have at K-State. So, but, yeah, K future-wise now, when you look at it now, if it all falls into place, again, not going to say it is, but if it falls into place, then, yeah, you need to get somebody in here that is going to keep up, obviously. And Colin Klein's been a hot name, obviously, for the last last two, three years in the college ranks. So, and hey, we talked about this early. Hey, we get hit. Well, no, I didn't really say it like that. I said, hey, if that was the opportunity to get him, if he's out there, you got to grab him. So, wow. Yeah, I know I've gotten those comments about myself. Myself as well. Yeah, I've been rethinking some things myself. Yeah, I got from a few friends that I'm not going to mention their names on the show. But Colin comes back, we go back. It's like, I have no idea. I have no idea right now. Yeah, I am at here 2025. I want 2025 to end. what to say all of that? There's what I've considered it. I'll be upfront with it. I considered it as well, but you know, we'll just have to see. But yeah, I have to take care of a few things. Like a buddy of mine said, I have to take care of a few things first before I even think about that. But hey, the opportunity to serve itself. Come back over there, then absolutely. But yeah, I gotta have something to go back over there first. And then another thing has to open up. Yeah, it's just like the whole, again, pretty example. Colin Klein is a perfect example of that. Something's got to open up first. And then, okay, it's like it's been your home, your family, you grew your family, all this other stuff. So, yeah, this is not the first time that we've seen this type of reaction, right? So we have a hometown person who leaves and comes back, Bill Snyder. Hey, Bill Snyder, our own Bill Snyder, right? Retire, and then the K-State football program was the shit. And then Bill Snyder said, hey, you know what? Let's just come back, give it another round. And then he stuck around. He became the head coach of Bill Snyder. Speaking of which, I came to K-State when Bill Snyder came back as head coach of the football team 2.0. So I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that little deal there. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Chris Timon stepping down. So stunningly. Yeah, I did not expect that. I am in that camp I thought he was at least going to stick around at least one more year. Now, I don't know about two because of all the emotional stress. I didn't know. For one more for sure. One more for sure because he was going to have to make some changes to that staff. And now, if these dominoes were to fall, again, we'll have more on Colin Klein, what that means. If those dominoes were to fall, which all roads are leading that way, it looks like. But again, we don't know. I don't want to go ahead and put myself on out there. But yeah, so this staff, you need some fresh bodies in the coaching staff. This is bottom line. You need fresh bodies, coaching staff wise. You need a fresh perspective because this program right now going the wrong direction. that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say with that. Let's just be frankly honest. Right now, if Chris Klein would have stuck around next year, he was gonna have to make some serious changes because right now, yeah, it's like that. Our program was supposed to be we're not Texas, Oklahoma. Was supposed to be up there with the Texas Techs of the world, right? The Iowa States. I know I'm leaving somebody else out there. But those teams, right? And BYU caught up in here, having all the success they're having right now for 2 years in a row, and even going back to the Big 12 championship. That's something that you guys, we need a reboot, a reset. So again, this is big for Kansas State and our fan base, obviously. But again, Chris Klieman, he will coach the bowl game, and I'll give him his flowers after the season. So after the season's over, because he will coach the bowl game whatever that is. So we'll definitely know about that by the end of this weekend. Per se as well. But yeah, man, stunning news coming out of Manhattan yesterday there as well. I was floored. Good thing I did not work yesterday as well. So this is one of those days that, hey, you gotta not be working at all. But yeah, yours truly got it going for work for the next 3 days there as well. Again, we'll have much more. I'll reach back out to Alex here and then confirm his stats for Monday, because I think that's where the Podbean podcast bonus covers the podcast is going to go right there as well. I think that'll be a perfect time to do that as well. So there is that as well. So there you go. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, or when I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Big news yesterday morning coming out of Manhattan as Chris Klieman, head coach of the football team, is going to be stepping down. And I'm not going to use the R word just yet for respectability, but he's going to be stepping down as head coach of the K-State football team after the bowl game wraps up. Alex sitting out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. A lot more coverage to come, obviously, on the football side. This has been another football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.